Report: mother of alleged Appalachee high school attacker called, warned school 30 minutes before attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 8, 2024. A report from the Washington Post, confirmed by the Associated Press, claims the alleged Appalachee high school attacker's mother warned the school of an extreme emergency half an hour before shots rang out. The Associated Press, AP, reported that the 14-year-old attacker's aunt, Annie Brown, said the boy's mom spoke with a school counselor and urged them to immediately find her son to check on him. The Tennessee Star noted that the Post zeroed in on text messages that show that the school and family were in contact about the mental health of the 14-year-old. A week before the shooting, Brown had allegedly informed a relative that the alleged attacker was having homicidal and suicidal thoughts. On September 5, 2024, the day after the Appalachee High School attack, the 14-year-old's father, Colin Gray, was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder, among other things. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI, explained that the charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon. GBI called for communities across the state to encourage students across this state to contact a member of their school faculty with any and all concerns of suspicious behavior that they may see. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.